Father God, we come before you because of your grace and your mercy.
主啊，今天我们来到你的面前是因着你的恩典和怜悯。
We set aside this time, Lord, to hear from you.
我们把这个时间腾出来，就是为了想要从你那里听到。
To receive grace from you.
从你那里接受恩典。
We pray for your blessing upon this service.
我们祷告，希望你也亲自赐福接下来的讲道。
We pray that you would show up in a mighty way.
你会让你的大能彰显在这里。
And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
这样的祷告乃是奉靠主名求。
Most sermons, particularly the narratives and some of Paul's work, I struggle to simplify the message.
对于大多数的讲到的经文以及保罗的书信，我通常都是觉得非常难，因为你要把那个架构简单的表述出来是不容易的。
I struggle with seeing the structure and making it clear in simple terms.
我通常觉得难的地方呢，就在于不单单你要把架构很清晰的表达出来，而且你还是要用通俗易懂的语言。
Fortunately, this week Jesus makes it very, very easy.
但是很幸运的，这周我们要看的经文是耶稣用非常易懂的语言给我们亲自的讲述出来了。
At this point, Jesus is speaking to his disciples on the Sermon on the Mount.
我们今天要看的经节呢，是在耶稣在讲天国八福的时候讲的。
These are people who are his already.
他讲到的对象其实就已经是他自己的门徒了。
They are called by him.
他这些门徒是耶稣亲自呼召出来的。
They are set apart by him.
亲自的被分别开来。
They're saved by him.
也亲自的因着耶稣得救。
And he talks to them in this moment about their acts of righteousness.
在这个特定的时间，耶稣他这个接下来的经文呢，特别就是讲到他们要做的义行。
And he says, do them in secret.
而且他还专门说了，你要这么做是要在隐秘的时候做的。
And he explains three such practices.
他特别的指出了三件事情。
And you can see them there on the board. Give.
这三件事情我都打在了幻灯片上。第一件就是施舍。
Give, pray, and fast.
祷告以及禁食。
Now that that public display of religiosity is over,
好了，你们刚刚已经看到我儿子在大庭广众之下把他那五块钱放到了奉献箱里面了。
Let us all stand and read together Matthew 6:1-4.
我们一起站起来，把第六章第一节到第四节读一遍。
Whichever language you prefer.
用我们自己喜爱的语言。
Beware of practicing your tithes and offerings in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. You may be seated.
大家请坐。
I chose that little piece of dramatic work.
我刚刚故意让我儿子上来有那么一出。
One, it plays on Tobias' strengths of being dramatic.
第一，因为我儿子很擅长演戏。
But two, because Jesus is very dramatic in this passage.
第二，就是耶稣他在这刚刚我们读的四节里面，他也讲得非常的明显。
Jesus dramatically shows how to give.
用很夸张的比喻说施舍是怎么一回事。
And he starts with a negative example.
他刚开始就是用一个不好的例子。
The hypocrites, they were play acting righteousness.
伪善的人呢，他们就会把施舍这样一个行为做得很夸张。
They were putting on masks, a good face, and pretending to be good.
而且他们在外在看上去就让人家觉得他们是一个非常好的。
Figuratively speaking, they were announcing their righteousness with trumpets.
如果我们是用文学那种花哨一点语言来讲的话，他们就相当于带着小号，每一次做善行的时候都要吹号让别人知道。
This would be kind of like having a commercial interrupt your service just to show that. Look at how great I am.
就好像你看电视看到一半，突然间有一个广告出来了，说爆炸性的新闻，谁谁做了什么样的好事。
Right, we interrupt your regularly viewed program and we bring you this message.
我们要暂停你现在看的节目，因为我们要给你呈现一个爆炸性的新闻。
And somebody then goes on to boast about their righteousness.
然后就有人在这个电视机面前说自己做了什么什么样的好事。
Look, I have just given this $5 to this poor needy soul.
你看，我刚刚给这个穷人给了他五块钱。
Aren't you impressed by my righteousness?
难道你不会因为我的善行而觉得很惊讶吗？
Aren't you so in awe of my spirituality?
难道你就会觉得我的灵性是多么的晋升吗？
Now I'm going to expect some things, of course.
那当然，我这么做的结果就是因为我希望期待得到一些可以作为回报的事情。
I should be able to sit in the front row from now on.
或许是因为我这么做了，我以后就可以坐前排。
I should be able to be let into all the fancy restaurants without making reservations.
或许我以后去到其他餐厅的时候，可能人家知道我这么做就会给我 VIP 的待遇。
Maybe I could get an honorary doctorate degree or a building named after me.
甚至可能有一些建筑物可以以我的名字命名，或者有些学校给我一个荣誉博士的学位。
Contemporized, of course, that's kind of what they were hoping to gain from their righteousness.
当然，我刚刚说的都是一些比较现代的例子，但重点是，大多数人他们要这么夸张做一些好事，都是希望得到一些外在的赏赐。
That, of course, is the negative example.
这当然是一个不好的例子。
Next is the positive example.
在不好的例子后面就讲到了好的例子。
The proper way, according to Jesus, would be to be discreet about it.
耶稣说了，真正施舍恰当的做法是要在暗中降行。
To be so discreet with your giving that your left hand does not know what your right hand is doing.
施舍的时候，其中的隐秘要到什么程度呢？就是你左手都不知道右手这么干了。
Have you thought about that?
大家有没有好好去思考那句话什么意思？
How many of you guys have a bulletin?
就比如说你手上可能有一个报告单。
You guys have a bulletin?
大家都有吧。
And get that in your right hand.
把它放在你的右手上。
Okay? And I want you to somehow give it to the person on your right without your left hand knowing.
然后把它给右边的人，还要让你的左手不知道的情况下这么去给。
How are you going to do that?
你要怎么做才能让你的左手不知道右手把这报告单给了右边的人呢？
Are you going to close its eyes?
难道你可以让你左手的眼睛闭上吗？
Are you going to do it quick so no one sees?
或者给得很快，没有人看见？
Literally, it's absolutely impossible.
如果你去看字面当中的意思的话，你会觉得说这是不可能的事情。
Again, Jesus is being dramatic here.
好，我再强调一下，在这里耶稣他用的是一个夸张式的语气。
He wants to make the point that your giving, your righteousness is a matter between you and Jesus, not you and the other people around you.
他之所以要用这个夸张的比喻去说呢，就是要说明施舍这件事情是你和耶稣之间的事情，不是你和他人之间的事情。
Your giving should be discreet.
你的施舍应该是在暗中行的。
Jesus describes the secretive nature of charitable giving.
耶稣把施舍这件事情呢，附加了一个非常隐秘性的含义。
But in other places in the New Testament, we learn about giving to the poor as well.
在圣经的其他地方，我们也看到了，其中有讲到说要周济穷人。
In Matthew 5:42,
在马太福音五章的四十二节里面
，Jesus says to give selflessly to those who ask.
他有说到那些有需要的人，你要不辞自己的给他。
In other places, he says he highlights sacrificial giving.
在圣经的其他地方，他有讲到牺牲性的接济。
That is giving so much that it hurts.
意思就是你给的很多，以至于你自己的生活可能都没有办法保障。
Giving so much that it interrupts our comfortable lifestyle.
你因为施舍的缘故，可能你自己本身舒适的生活都得要占一段落。
And then Jesus also, when he's instructing us on giving, he says prioritize worshiping Jesus.Over giving to the poor.
而且耶稣也在经文里面讲到，在施舍的时候，我们也不要忘记真正的重点是要去敬拜他。施舍应该在敬拜之后。
So those are some instructions from Jesus. Now let's look at some of instructions from Paul.
好，刚刚是耶稣在施舍上面讲到的教导，我们再来看看保罗是怎么教导施舍这件事情的。
This is a brief summary of what is in 1 Timothy.
在提摩太前书呢，我简单的总结一下。
Paul says, "Be sure to give to people who are truly in need."
保罗说了，要保证你施舍的对象是真正有需要的人。
He says, "Give to those who are faithful."
而且你给的对象还是要是那些忠心的人。
And give to those who have a good reputation.
你施舍的对象还要是那些是有好名声的人。
I reflected on my giving habits for this passage.
我就在准备这个讲道的时候，我自己就反思了一下我施舍的。我之前施舍的行为是什么样的？
As I was preparing for the sermon, I thought about how do I give?
我在想，我平时都怎么施舍的呢？
And it kind of dawned on me when I was using drugs and alcohol.
当我以前还酗酒、还抽毒品的时候，
I gave all my money to the drug dealers.
我以前的钱都是给了卖毒贩子、买毒品的人。
When God delivered me from drugs and alcohol,
当神把我从毒瘾拯救出来之后。
I was passionate but ignorant about giving.
我是充满热情，但是我对施舍这件事情其实一窍不通。
And I gave a ton of money to drug users.
然后我就把很多钱给了那些有毒瘾的人。
I've grown a little though.
然后从那时候开始，我就开始懂了一点。
Now I actually give to organizations that help people not to use drugs.
我现在给的对象呢，就是那些帮助有毒瘾的人戒毒的机构。
There's a whole family of words in the Greek that are used for poor, for needy, poverty.
如果你去看，有些词是用来形容穷人、贫困等等这些问题的，有很多不同的词。
And none of those words are used here.
在我们刚刚读的四节里面都没有词是专门去指出贫穷这件事情的。
That's actually why I chose this translation that says, "When you give all."
我特别的选了刚刚如果你去看英文经文的话我特别选择了一个圣经的版本它里面是这么讲的
Jesus here is expressing the Christian practice of giving charitable
他这里面讲到是基督徒们他们要去作为 give charitable 要去馈赠
I don't know 、He's focusing on general acts of kindness, not just giving to the poor and needy.
它里面没有强调说你要给那些穷人，它里面讲到的是
because Christian giving is
Can you stop a little bit?
Yeah.
Not giving to the needy, but to
other things, just in general.
哦，不是只是说给穷人他们所需的，是要给到其他的方面去。
So Jesus is speaking generally to giving.
他讲的是一个宏观的馈赠的行为。
Because it's not our giving isn't just limited to giving to the poor.
因为我们馈赠的行为的对象并不只有穷人。
And that's why actually in your bulletins we put these little flyers in there.
这就是为什么今天大家布告单上面还有一个小小的宣传单。
These are some good godly organizations to which you could give.
这上面列出的都是一些很好的属神的机构，是大家可以去施舍的对象。
They have legitimate need.
他们的需要也是非常真实的需要。
They are faithful.
他们都是忠心的仆人。
And they have good reputations.
而且他们也是有好的名声的。
And I want to highlight the first one there.
我想首先跟大家强调一下第一个，上面列出来的第一个。
It says Dove Medical.
上面说的是 Dove 医疗机构。
This is a local life clinic, we'll call it.
我们就把它称为是支持生命的诊所吧。
The reason that I'm highlighting this is because this weekend is today is actually the Sanctity of Life Sunday.
我之所以要特别强调这个 Dove 医疗呢，是因为今天其实是庆祝生命神圣日的这么一个特别的纪念日。
All over churches are celebrating the right to life.
今天在所有的教会当中，我们都有一个主题，就是要强调生命的神圣性。
And even Friday, there was a march in our capital in Washington, D.C.
其实在周五，就前两天，周五的时候，在 D.C. 我们国家的首都，也有一个是为生命而战的这样一个游行。
About 100,000 people came together to say, hey, we care about the unborn kid.
几乎十万的人都去到了 D.C. 那边去游行，他们要带出来的信息就是说，我们的确是在乎那些还没有出生的孩子的。
And during our announcements, if I could actually get it to work, we're going to have a video announcement.
如果等下有时间允许的话，等下通报的时候，我可能还想给大家看看到医疗一个宣传短片。
Unfortunately, I inappropriately surprised the our tech team with that.
但是可能我之前没有跟我们的 tech 跟我们的科技队去好好的沟通，所以他们也不知道我要播一个短片。
Now, about giving at the Chinese church.
好，现在来说说我们教会施舍的情况吧。
Flora and I, when we came to this church in about 2005,
我和我太太是零五年的时候来到这个教会的。
We prayed hard about the kind of church that we were looking for.
我们当时还特别的就祷告说，我们想要来一个什么样的教会。
We prayed that it was a small church.
我们首先祷告第一点就希望它是一个不要太大的教会。
Big churches, they're uncomfortable for me.
对于我来说，去一个大教会是一个令人不太舒适的经历。
We prayed for a church where we could really get in and start serving.
第二，我们祷告就希望我们可以去到这个教会，是开始参与服事的。
And we prayed for, literally prayed for a church that didn't have pass around the plates or the money plates.
而且还有，我们还特别祷告的事项就是，我们希望这个教会啊，不要像其他教会一样有一个奉献盘是传来传去的。
I'm grateful this was the first church that we attended in Eugene.
我特别感激的是，我来 Eugene 参加的第一个教会就是我们教会。
And it fit every one of those prayer requests.
这个教会就满足了我刚刚祷告的那三项。
And that's one of the reasons this white family has been at this Chinese church for so long.
这也是为什么你看到在亚我们华人教会里面，我们这边一个白人家庭待了这么久。
It freaks me out when the church has passed the money plate.
每次我看到教会里面有奉献盘传来传去的时候，我都觉得特别的不自在。
I love to give.
我很喜欢馈赠，很喜欢施舍。
I love to give and pay tithes and offerings and everything.
我喜欢去奉献，我喜欢去把我的十一奉献交给神。
But I don't do it so that you all could see.
但是我并不希望别人看着我这么做。
It's between me and Jesus.
因为十一奉献这件事情是我们自己和神之间的事情。
For me, that money plate, it scrambles my mind.
每次看到奉献盘在大家当中传来传去的时候，总会让我觉得说，脑子里面就会觉得都没有办法集中精力。
I had this 45-minute conversation inside of my head in about 2 minutes on, am I doing this for Jesus or am I doing this so that the guy next to me can see?
好，我们听了45分钟，然后接下来两分钟，奉献盘传过来了。那我到时候这时候我的奉献是真的是只是我和神之间的事情吗？还是我要把钱放在这里面，所以我旁边人能够看见呢？
So the offering box is in the back.
在我们教会，奉献箱是在最后面的。
And your tithes and your offerings go in there.
你的奉献都是放在后面那个奉献箱里面的。
And it's between you and Jesus.
它是一个很私人的事情，就是你跟神之间的事情。
You know that there is actually some churches who come to your house to collect tithes.
大家知道吗？有些教会他们是会去到他们会众的家门口去敲门，然后去要奉献的。
I promise you that the Chinese church will not do that.
我可以跟大家承诺，就是我们教会不会这么做。
Christ followers.
好，我们的基督徒们。
We give.
我们都会奉献。
We give sacrificially.
我们都会牺牲，带着牺牲的去奉献。
We give strategically.
我们也要有策略的去奉献。
But we do not give as a public display.
但是我们不是华丽的去奉献。
We give out of a private devotion to Jesus.
我们奉献是因为我们要把自己献给神，是一个私人的我们和神之间的事情。
Okay, Tobias. Once again, now that public display of religiosity is over, we can continue.
好了，我们刚又看到 Tobias 演的一个夸张型的宗教型的行为。
Let us all stand and read Matthew 6:5-15.
我们把第五节到十五节一起读一遍。
And when you pray.
你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。大家请坐。
Again, here Jesus shows us on prayer what to do and what not to do.
再一次的，在讲到祷告的时候，耶稣也说了祷告的时候我们应当做什么，不应当做什么。
And again, the hypocrites, the religious leaders, provide a negative example.
再一次的，我们首先的看的不好的例子里面，又是那些假冒伪善的宗教领袖所行出来的。
And Jesus highlights two problems with their religiosity.
然后就在这其中，耶稣特别讲到了这些假冒伪善的宗教领袖犯下了两个的大问题。
Their prayers were showy.
第一，他们的祷告是特别华丽的。
And their prayers were wordy.
他们的祷，第二，他们的祷告是过于冗长的。
Again, look how wonderful I am.
就像刚刚我们看到 Tobias 演的那样啊，我们是多么的奇妙，我们是多么的了不起。
What wonderful and rich and lavish words that I use in my long prayers.
你看我在我冗长的祷告当中我用了多少华丽的词藻。
Look at how passionate and spiritual I am.
你看看我的祷告是透露了我的灵性是多么的精深。
Do you know that I have actually seen worship leaders and preachers fake cry?To stir up the emotions of us in the congregation.
大家可能都不知道，我都见过有很多在讲台上面讲到的人，他们会假装哭了，就是为了让会众有一个情绪高涨。
I find that quite disturbing.
我有的时候我觉得我都想不通为什么会这样。
I like to laugh. Basically, when I'm not really thinking about it, I laugh at it. And then when I start to really think about it, it's terrible.
刚开始的时候我没有仔细去想这件事情，我觉得挺搞笑的，但是当我仔细去想想，我觉得他们这么做其实很糟糕的。
So they were for men. The prayers were for men.
我们刚刚看到的不好的祷告的例子就是他们祷告都是让人去看的。
They were just public displays of piety.
就像是他们在公众面前上演了一出戏一样。
The other problem with the prayers were that they were long and wordy.
另外我讲到的第二个问题就是祷告过于冗长。
I heard a preacher say this one time.
我曾经听过一个传道者跟我说过这么一句话。
He said, I might not pray for 30 minutes straight every day.
他说我可能不会每天都会有一个30分钟这么长的祷告。
But I never go 30 minutes without praying.
但是我在每天的过程当中我不会超过30分钟是没有祷告的。
We should be praying constantly.
我们应该是常常的祷告。
Jesus encourages his followers to pray.
耶稣是劝勉他的信徒们是要去祷告。
Pray all the time.
常常的祷告。
But pray privately and succinctly.
但是是暗中的祷告，简洁的去祷告。
Behind closed doors with an understanding that God knows all things.
关上门祷告，而且心里面是清楚，神知道你心里所想的一切。
But it's interesting to note here that Jesus actually did pray publicly.
但是可能大家也会知道很有趣的一件事情，就是耶稣也在民众面前有祷告过。
And the Bible records that he prayed all night long sometimes.
圣经也有记载到他有的时候是整夜都在祷告。
So there has to be something else wrong with these showy prayers.
所以我们肯定知道那种过于华丽辞藻的祷告肯定也是有不对的。
And the problem was just that, their purpose.
真正他们两者之间的不同是祷告背后的目的。
these prayers were for the people around.
我们刚刚说的那些过于华丽的祷告，都是为了让身边的人去看的。
And the condition of the heart was wrong.
所以你去看的话，他们当时的心意是错的。
Some people I know can talk on and on and on and on.
我认识有些人呢，他们讲话可以一直讲不停。
And I'm sure you know these kind of people in your lives.
我想我们每个人的生活当中也见识过这样的人。
They go on and on and on. My husband does this and blah 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 blah.
他们讲话可以一直讲，讲不停。他们会说：“哎呀，我的先生做了什么什么什么。”
My wife and her just on and on and on.
我的老婆做了什么什么什么。
We don't have enough of this, and we need more of that, and finances are tight.
我们缺这个，我们需要那个，我们的钱不够，怎么怎么怎么。
And I love how flattering these people are.
我有的时候觉得他们也是挺有趣的，他们 ，Yeah.
You're such a great friend.
他们有的时候也会非常的奉承我们，他们会说，你们真是非常好的朋友。
You're such a great listener.
你真是一个非常好的聆听者。
You're so wise.
你充满了智慧。
These people say nothing important.
这些人呢，他们嘴里面吐出来的话，其实并没有什么很重要的信息。
And unfortunately, they hear nothing important.
而且同时很不幸的，他们耳朵里面也进不去什么很重要的信息。
Anytime you start to get a word in that might be healing or might help them.They change the topic.
每次你想要跟他们讲到说真正去解决问题的方案，或者真正想要跟他们说一些很重要的信息的时候，他们会开始把话题转移。
The conversation is so me-centered and there's no health to it.
我们跟他们的聊天通常都是围着他们去转的，而且整一个话题的也不是很健康。
Sometimes our prayers are like that.
但是我们有的时候我们自己的祷告也是一样的。
Other times, and this was more my problem, my lists or my prayers are just a shopping list for God.
其他时候，有的时候，特别是我自己也是这样子。我们的祷告就像是一个购物清单。
I really do struggle with this.
我个人对于我个人来说，我也是在这一点上面，我觉得我自己做的不好。
It's evident around our dinner table at night.
在我们家晚餐的时候呢，就很明显。
All of us come together and for dinner, and we pray.
我们家所有人晚餐的时候都会坐在一起，然后吃饭前我们都会祷告。
And if you ask our kids, I usually just appoint someone to pray. Okay, Tyler, your turn to pray.
好，在我们家呢，我们家孩子很多，我每次都会点一个人来祷告。比如说，我说 Tyler, 今天到你了。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this food.
他就会说，感谢主耶稣赐给我们饮食。
Help it to be nourishing to our bodies.
帮助我们让这些饮食来滋养我们的身体。
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
感谢主，阿门。
What does nourishing mean, Tyler?
然后我就会问我儿子，滋养是什么意思？
I don't know.
我不知道啊。
Right? You ask, okay, you ask Max to pray.
好，然后再让 Max 去，让我另外一个儿子 Max 去祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主啊。
Thank you for this food.
感谢你赐予我们日用的饮食。
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
谢谢主，阿门。
We don't have a conversation with Jesus.
所以你看我儿子们的祷告，就发现我们的祷告很多时候都不是跟主的对话。
And I know where they learn this.
我也知道他们是从哪里学会这样的祷告的。
I have a prayer that I go through in the morning.
我在每天早上的时候呢，我祷告其实是像有一个程序，我每天都要这么做的。
I'm going to share this story. I just now thought of it. But
我刚刚想到，我跟大家分享一下，有一次我儿子大儿子刚刚看的那个儿子。
I have a routine. I wake up in the morning and I kneel on my bed and I pray.
我每天早上程序是这样的，我一起床，我跪在床边，然后我开始祷告。
Admittedly, these prayers are list-like.
个人承认一下，我这些祷告呢，就像是一个清单一样。
My family is, we have 6 kids and my wife, so that's already 7 people I have to pray for before getting out of bed.
好，我跪在那里祷告，我家有七个人，六个孩子。太太，所以首先我祷告单上面就是七个人，我要给他们祷告。
And I remember, Tobias must have been in like the first or second grade, and he sees me praying in the morning.
有一次我儿子看见我大儿子当时可能是一年级、二年级吧。
And he comes in, and I don't remember what we were doing, but he comes into the room and he says, "Dad."
我不记得我们当时在干嘛了。我儿子一进到来就跟我说：“爸爸。
”I've seen you in the mornings.
他说我早上看见过你。
I know what you're doing with your hiney in the air.
With your what?
Hiney, your butt.
他说爸爸我每次去到你家的时候去到你房间的时候我看见你我知道你的屁股都翘起来了我知道你在干嘛。
The point is we get into these patterns of just rote prayers.
所以我想说的是因为我们很多时候祷告都会有一个程序就是因为这些程序我们可能有的时候都已经陷进了这个程序里面让整一个祷告变成了程式化。
And our family picks up on it.
你身边的人你的家人就会不自觉地被你影响也会把祷告变得程式化。
And we put on this habit or this repetition of prayer.
日复一日的这样的祷告就会基本上都是成了一样的。
Our prayers become lifeless.
我们的祷告就变成了毫无生气的。
How dare we talk to God like that?
我们怎么敢跟神这么讲话呢？
Francis Chan admonishes us to just take a moment.
有一个很著名的传道人叫 Francis Chan， 他就曾经很严厉地劝诫我们说，停下手中的一切事。
Before you pray, take just 5-10 seconds to think about who you are about to address.
在每次我们祷告之前，停下手中的一切事，停就五秒、十秒的时间，好好的想想我们现在祷告的对象到底是谁。
Prayer.Is an intimate conversation with the Creator of the universe.
祷告是你和创造宇宙的万物主面前一个很亲密的私人的对话。
What possibly can we add to the conversation?
我们能在这个对话当中，我们可以加进什么样的内容
？Right?
对吧
？What does he not know?
他什么都知道，他有什么是不知道的
？What are we going to convince him of?
我们给他一个祷告的清单是为了劝慰他相信什么东西吗
？Prayer is an intimate conversation with the Creator of the universe.
再说一遍，祷告是一个很亲密的对话，是你和造物主之间的对话。
It is on His terms.
你在这个对话当中，你要遵守的是他的条款。
It is by His grace.
而且也是靠着他从他而来的恩典。
Instead of coming to God with an open mouth and a closed mind,
而不是去到他面前，嘴巴只要张开，心里面却完全的盖起来。
Maybe we should get ready and listen.
或许我们要做的是，每次去到他的面前，要开始真正的准备好我们自己去聆听他要给我们一个什么样的信息。
Come before God with a piece of paper and a pencil.
去到神面前带纸带笔。
Come to hear what God has to say.
去到神的面前去听神到底要跟你说什么。
The purpose of good prayer is to be changed by God.
真正的好的祷告的目的是要被神而改变。
To be heard, not to be heard, but to hear.
不是为了让神去听你的唠叨，而是要真正去到神的面前去听神跟你说什么。
Before we move on to the next act of righteousness, I do want to make some notes on the Lord's Prayer.
好，就在我们要讲到下一个异行的时候，我想去说说我们刚刚读到的主导文。我想说几件事情。
We're all very familiar with it, so just a couple points.
我想我们大家对主导文都非常熟悉，所以我就简单的提几点。
First, Jesus' primary purpose is to glorify God.
首先我要点出的第一点是，耶稣的真正的首要的目的就是为了荣耀神。
Second,
第二
Jesus seeks the Father's authority and will to be brought about on earth.
耶稣他寻求的是神的旨意行在地上。
Third,
第三
Jesus prays for immediate needs.
耶稣他的祷告包含了急需的急切的需要。
He does not pray for a healthy retirement account or a 4,000 square foot house and a Ferrari.
他并没有为了自己以后的退休账户去祷告，或者为了以后的房子、车子去祷告。
Fourth,
第四点
，Jesus encourages right relationships.
耶稣他也特别的鼓励了健康的人与人之间的关系的建立。
Right relationships with Him.
你与神之间的关系。
And right relationships with the people around us.
同时也包括了你与身边的人的关系。
And we see that in 14 and 15 as well. Will you skip forward one?
我们在十四节、十五节这里面看到他在这里人与人之间和人与神之间关系的提及。
We see here that forgiveness is a prerequisite.
我们看到了饶恕是一切事情的先行。
If we want to make things right with God,
如果我们想要和神之间的关系能够重修就好。
It is a prerequisite that we do everything that we can to make things right with the people around us.
一切的先行就是我们要和他人重修就好。
And then fifth,
第五点。
Jesus encourages us to look to the Father in overcoming evil.
第五点就讲到的是神，神就是要overcoming evil， 让我们可以在即将来的凶恶之前能够被拯救。
Evil in general，
如果从宏观的去看凶恶本身
，and specifically the evil in our own lives，
但更重要的是还有我们个人每个人生命当中所有的凶恶。
Christ followers，
基督徒们啊
，we pray，
我们会祷告
，we pray constantly，
我们会常常的祷告
，we pray intimately。
我们会亲密地祷告
and we pray to hear from the Almighty God in heaven.
我们祷告的目的是为了听从神而来的信息
We do not pray as public displays of religion.
我们祷告不是为了要让别人看见我们在行使我们自己宗教的责任
We pray in private devotion to Jesus.
我们祷告是作为一个私密的和神之间建立个人联系的这么一样的一个行为。
Okay. Let us all stand to read.
好，我们一起站起来读一下十六到十八节。
And when you fast,
你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们在进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Once again, Jesus admonishes us on our acts of righteousness.
再一次的，耶稣又用了一个不好的例子说，我们在进食的时候会犯什么样的问题。
He gives examples of how not to fast and then how to fast.
进食的时候该做什么，进食的时候不该做什么。
The negative example again are the hypocrites, the religious leaders.
给的不好的例子又是那些假冒为善的宗教领袖。
And they are showy about their fasting.
他们每次在进食的时候都是故意要让人看见。
I'm imagining in my own little world that they have badges on their robes about how long they fast.
我有的时候我在想象的时候，我就会觉得我脑子里面出现这么一个画面：那些宗教领袖他们的袍子上面可能都会有很多不同的徽章。
Right, the 1 week fasting club.
上面写着每周进食俱乐部。
The 2 week fasting club or the 30 day fasting club.
三十天进食俱乐部。
Some of them have reached Moses level, 40-day fasting.
可能还有五颗星的高至高级别的进食俱乐部。
Jesus admonishes his followers to fast differently than that.
耶稣就在这里特别的警告了他的信徒们：你在进食的时候，你要做什么，不该做什么。
To fast in a way that people cannot tell.
进食的时候要不要让人看出来？
Try going a day or two, or a week or two without eating.
如果你去试一下一天两天不吃饭或者一个礼拜不吃的话
，Try to see if people cannot tell.
你试试问一下你身边人，到时候会不会真的看得出来你有什么不同
？If you go a day without food, or if you skip a meal a day for a little while,
如果你一天不吃三顿，只吃两顿，或者你这几天不吃早餐的话
，You might be a little gloomy.
你可能看上去会闷闷不乐。
If you fast for a week or two or more, you are not gloomy.
如果你进食一个礼拜、两个礼拜的话
，you are grumpy.
你就不再是闷闷不乐了，你整个人可能是非常狂躁的状态。
It is absolutely hard not to just tell people to shut up. I'm starving to death.
在这种情况下，你真的是忍不住想要跟人家说我快饿死了这样子。
Fasting makes our flesh so mad.
如果你试过进食的话，你就会知道。进食的时候，你的肉体是状态非常不好。
Our flesh and it has all these desires.
我们的肉体有很多的情欲。
Our flesh loves donuts.
我们的肉体喜欢吃甜甜圈。
Steve's laughing in the back, I hear him.
我刚听到 Steve 特别笑了这个。
Our flesh likes entertainment.
我们的肉体喜欢去玩。
Our flesh likes chit-chat and gossip.
我们的肉体喜欢八卦。
And when we start to fast, our flesh rises up against us.
每次你想要去进食的时候，你很明显就能感觉到来自肉体的一个抵抗的力量。
And all these things fight for our attention.
这所有的一切事情都是为了要抓住我们的注意力。
I love the example that C.S. Lewis gives.
我很喜欢卢易斯他曾经给了一个很好的例子。
This is in a book we recommend, Screwtape Letters.
这个例子是从卢易斯写的一本书里面来的，那本书的名字叫《地狱者来鸿》。
If God is calling you to prayer,
如果神呼召你出来祷告。
Oftentimes, your stomach will interrupt it.
经常的情况下，你的肚子或者你的胃可能会突然间不舒服，就会让你不这么做。
God calls you to prayer.
神呼召你出来祷告。
Your stomach calls you to lunch.
你的胃就说：“哎呀，我该吃饭了。”
And we have a habit of listening for lunch.
而且我们个人每个人，我们的习惯就是听从我们肉体的呼召。
Fasting is fighting back against that.
禁食呢，就是要让你去拒绝这样一个肉体的呼召。
It is a faith-building exercise.
它是一个建立信心的练习。
It's how we say, "No way, flesh. I want to hear from God."
这是我们说跟我们的肉体说不，说我们要去听神的话的一个练习。
My first experience with fasting was for an assignment.
我记得我第一次禁食的时候是在读圣经学校的时候，我当时有个作业就是禁食这个作业。
We were supposed to schedule a fast sometime during the term.
我们当时就说我们在这整个学期的时候要定一个时间是专门禁食的。
And then write a paper documenting our experience.
而且禁食之后我们还得写一份报告去记载一下我们当时的经历是什么样的。
My greatest struggle was with this passage. It says do it in secret.
对于我个人来说，我当时最大的，我觉得最难做的时候就是这里讲到的，不要叫人看出来。
Nonetheless, I did the assignment.
所以我也没管那么多，我就去做了。
My problem was is I did not set aside enough time for prayer.
我当时有个很大的问题，就是虽然我去进食了，但是我其实并没有分别一些时间出来是为了祷告的。
So the thesis of my paper was this.
所以我当时我写我这篇论文呢，我是这么写的。
Fasting without prayer is a diet, and I lost 5 pounds.
禁食如果没有祷告在里面的话，就是一个节食的计划，因为这样我瘦了5磅。
That's not much of a reward.
所以如果你去看赏赐的话，并不是什么很大的赏赐。
Christ followers,
我的基督徒们啊，
we fast.
我们禁食。
We regularly deny our flesh to hear from God.
我们时不时的，我们要有规律性的去拒绝我们肉体的情欲，是为了去更好的聆听神。
We set aside our desires so that we could know what God desires.
我们把我们的情欲放到一边，来真正的去思考神喜悦什么样的事情。
But we do not fast as a public display of righteousness.
我们禁食不是为了要让他人看见我们的公义。
We fast in public devotion to Jesus.
我们禁食是为了把我们献上给神。
There are two phrases that I want to highlight here.
在刚刚讲到那三件异行当中，我有两节经文我特别想要特别的点一下。
Both of these are highlighted three times each.
这两节经文都是在每个例子当中都有提及的，所以每个经文都讲了三次。
The first repeated phrase is they will have they have their reward.
第一个经文呢，强调三次的就是他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
The hypocrites, those play acting righteousness, they have their reward.
就像刚刚讲到每一个不好的例子当中讲到的假冒为善的宗教领袖们，他们都已经得到了他们的赏赐。
Think about that for a second.
好好想想。
They have their reward.
他们的确是有了他们的赏赐了。
That's it.
就这么简单吗？
Think about Tobias and his interrupted public displays of piety.
想想刚刚我儿子跑到前面来，在大家面前那么夸张的表演。
Imagine for a second that he has a great grandma that goes by the name Meemaw.
就比如说，如果我的儿子有一个祖奶奶，我们就叫祖奶奶叫 Meemaw。
And we'll say this fake grandma is a little senile.
我们就说这个祖奶奶年纪很大了。
Meemaw loves Tobias.
那祖奶奶就非常爱曾孙子。
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. she loves Tobias. She thinks the world of him.
她非常爱这个曾孙子，觉得我的曾孙子是最了不起的。
She loves to see Tobias in church.
每次都很高兴看到曾孙子来到了教会这里。
She's so proud of him for giving the $5.
看到曾孙子在奉献箱里面投了五块钱，觉得非常骄傲。
She's so proud of him for coming in here and praying.
看到了曾孙子来到教会这么大声的祷告，觉得非常的觉得以他为傲。
And she's so proud of him for fasting and being such a good Christian boy.
同样的，看到他进食，觉得他是一个非常好的小男孩。
So she gives Tobias a big slobbery wet kiss on the cheek.
然后他就觉得，哎呀，我这个孙子太好了，就很大力的去亲着这个孙子。
Squeezes his cheeks.
就像所有奶奶一样，捏捏孙子的脸。
Such a nice little boy.
然后拍拍他的头说：“你真是个好孩子。”
That would be the totality of his rewards.
那么对于 Tobias 他刚刚那个夸张的掩饰来说的话，他的赏赐就是祖奶奶对他的疼爱。
He would walk away with slobbery red pinched cheeks, and that's it.
他就会带着祖奶奶的疼爱走了，这就是他所有的赏赐。
A little more seriously.
如果你要往更深的一层去想的话
，At our school, we're required to do devotions.
在我工作的地方，我们每一个员工都要去做灵修。
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, the faculty and the students all come together and we read our Bibles and we pray and journal.
我们每周二、每周四的时候，我们学校所有的职工和学生都会在一起来灵修，然后都会一起写灵修日记。
And somewhat at random, our boss will ask us to read our journals.
有的时候，可能我的老板就会很随机的抽一些人来说，你今天你的日记里面写了什么。
For me, this kind of feels like the passing of the plate. It makes me a little uncomfortable.
对于我个人来说，我觉得他这样抽查问人家日记里面写什么，就有点像是在教会里面拿奉献盘传来传去一样，让我觉得不太自然。
And I have to have that conversation with myself. Am I doing this for the boss to hear, or am I having a conversation with Jesus?
所以有的时候我脑子里面会在想，我写这些日记到底是为了去让我的老板高兴呢，还是为了让神高兴？
There is that temptation to want to write something fancy.
我会觉得说，在我面前有个诱惑，我就会想有一个诱惑，想让我去写下一些华丽的词藻。
To sound super spiritual for all the students and the faculty and the bosses to hear.
这样抽到我的话，读出来，人家就会觉得我是一个灵性很深的人，人家都会觉得哇，你是一个非常好的基督徒。
But I actually came to this passage.
但是我其实读到了这个经文。
If I were to do that, if I were to focus on impressing the boss.
如果我的焦点就是为了要让所有听到我日记的人觉得我很好的话
，If I were to impress him and if he were to stand up and say, "Wow, Donald, that was great."
为了让我老板当众称赞我的话
，That would be all I gained from an hour that I had set aside to spend with Jesus.
那就是我所有的赏赐了。那个小时，我可能还不如单独跟神处在一起更好。
The second repeated phrase.
第二句，他在刚刚我们的十八节经文里面提到了三次的是这样一句话
Your father who sees in secret will reward you.
你父在暗中查看必然报答你
The creator of the universe will reward you for seeking him.
万主之主创造天地万物的神他在暗中会必然的报答你
I am confidentthat the rewards that God has for his faithful followers go on far beyond what we could imagine.
我很坚信就是神给每一个爱他的人所预备的赏赐都是超乎我们想象的。
And I guarantee you that they are significantly more desirable than a kiss from grandma or a pat on the head from the boss.
他所给我们预备的赏赐绝对是超越了刚刚说到的祖奶奶的疼爱或者是老板觉得或者老板学生觉得你了不起这样一个印象
God has so much more for his faithful followers
因为神给每一个忠心跟随他的人都预备了上好的
Again, we're in the middle of a series on the Sermon on the Mount
我们今天讲的呢都是天国八福耶稣在山上讲的讲道
Jesus was addressing his disciples
耶稣讲的对象都是他的门徒
And he's addressing their acts of righteousness.
他在这里讲到的都是义行的部分。
These are not what people do to be saved or to get saved.
这些不是那些想要得救所做出来的行为。
These are what saved people do.
这些是得救的人应当做的事。
Jesus has the expectation that his people will be giving.
耶稣也是有期待的，期待他所有的门徒都会去施舍。
That we will be praying.
我们每一个信他的人都会祷告。
And that we will be fasting.
我们也都会去进食。
And I ask that you join with us.
我也想邀请大家都加入我们当中。
Join with us in giving sacrificially.
加入我们一起去学着去奉献。
Give strategically.
有策略的去奉献。
Join with us in praying constantly.
加入我们一起去常常的祷告。
Praying intimately with God.
和神有私密的对话。
And with a heart to hear.
而且能够敞开我们的心去聆听从神而来的信息。
And join with us in fasting.
和我们一同进食。
Join with us as we say that to our flesh that God is our boss.
加入我们的行列去跟我们的肉体说不，跟我们的肉体说神才是我们的主。
We pray.
是。主耶稣啊，感谢你在今天又一次提醒了我们。我们很多时候是被我们自己的私欲牵着跑的，但是在今天你告诉了我们，我们要再一次的有勇气的去跟我们的肉体说不，要学会在我们的奉献生活里面去相信你给我们每个人都预备了上好的赏赐，也在我们的进食生活当中，没有进食生活的愿意去接受进食这么一个训练，去学会对我们的肉体说不，已经有进食的兄弟姐妹们给他们力量，让他们在暗中这么行，知道这是一个能够离你更近的一个练习，也在我们的祷告的生活中，让我们不要再去拿一张清单一样的例子一个一个的划掉我们清单上面的所思所想，而是可以就像你的祷告主导文里面说的一样，去追求你的荣耀，去建立与他人之间可以重修饶恕的关系，也能够在我们的祷告当中去学会我们急切的需要的祷告，不是为了我们以后物质上面的需要的祷告，在我们的祷告生活中学会去简洁，学会去更多的思考我们和你之间的关系，这样不配的祷告的中靠主耶稣基督的名求， Amen。